that changes everybody's perspective, I think. And we think we can be opportunistic. We have not bought back stock. Right now, our stock is very cheap, but we think having our cash position is more important. We are very focused on scaling, and it is important to be able to be in a financial position to do so if opportunities come up.
And how is your relationship with Carl Icahn going?
Carl is fine, and he's got a lot on his plate as well. But he has been a very useful person to have on the board, and of course, it is a different role for him than before. For the most part, he is very constructive, but he is still Carl, and he doesn't hesitate to share what's on his mind.
What is the status of the talks with the Justice Department over your search ad deal with Google?
I don't have a lot of new things to say. We're still talking, as I have said, and hope to get things resolved. We haven't started it, but no one has walked away.
What about your relationship with Microsoft? What did you think of CEO Steve Ballmer's comment last week about doing a search deal?
I don't have anything new to report there either. As we have always said, we are willing to listen to them, to talk to them about anything.
You have been attacked a lot recently for not selling Yahoo to Microsoft. Yahoo's low stock price and your management of the company. Why do you think you are the best leader for Yahoo going forward?
I think if you look at what the company is doing and what we have been going through and the story we've been telling, we have done most, if not all, of what we set out to do starting last year. My dream is to transform Yahoo as a platform and product company, and I think we are on the way to really doing that. And a lot of what we have been doing is starting to translate into value, whether it is our front page, our profiles, our email, or our APT ad platform.